A loss.
Mm-hmm. And then if you liked a coat, but it was too expensive, you might say, well, I like it, but it blanked too much.
It costs.
Mm-hmm. And on the first of the month, the bill is?
Due.
Mm-hmm. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay?
Your dues.
Okay, and if you had no money, you might go to a bank and try to?
Borrow.
And if the banker said that he just couldn't give you a loan, he'd say, I'm sorry, but money is... Or if there were no squirrels in the neighborhood anymore, you'd say, well, the squirrels are getting...
scarce.
Mm-hmm. One more about gifts and things. If you, this is an old custom that I don't think was ever done in Atlanta, but maybe it was. When you buy something or pay your bill, sometimes the storekeeper might give you something, or he might give some candy to the children and say, here, this is... I can tell you're not familiar with the custom. In Louisiana, they call it lagniappe. I think it's related to a French word. In Texas, they call it pilon, which is related to a Spanish word, but I don't think around here they say anything much. Then, if you wanted to get into the water, you might get on the springboard and...
dive.
So yesterday he...
dove.
And he has...
dived.
Okay. And then to get across the river, you would dive in and...
swim.
And yesterday you...
swam.
And then he has...
Swam.
Swam is right. Okay, okay, then after, if he jumped in, but he didn't know how to swim, and so he might...
drown.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday he...
drowned.
And he has...
drowned.
Okay. And then if you dived in and you landed on your stomach, what would you call that?
A belly flop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, that's what I say, too. An awful lot of people say belly buster, but I've always said belly flop. Okay. Then... if a little boy put his head down on the ground and rolled over, what's that?
Somersault, roll, tumble.
Yeah, okay. Then what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawls.
Okay, if something were up a tree and you wanted to get up there, you would have to?
Climb.
And yesterday he?
Climbed.
And he has?
Climbed.
All right, and then if in church somebody might go up to the altar and a word meaning she got down on her knees, you'd say she?
Prayed. She kneeled.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you were tired, you might say, I'm going over to the couch and...
lie down.
Mm-hmm. And he was really sick all day, he blank in bed.
He stayed. Lied.
All right. And then the things that you see in your sleep, you would say, this is what I...
dreamt.
All right. And I can't always remember what I have...
dreamt.
But I'm sure I will.
Dream.
And then you might say, I dreamt I was falling, but then all of a sudden I...
woke up.
Mm-hmm. And if a boy met a girl at a party and he wanted to go home with her, he might say, may I...
take you home.
Or anything else? Would you ever say, carry you home to mean take you home?
No.
That's a good old expression, too. Old country people use that all the time. To get a boat up on land, you might tie a rope to it and...
pull, haul.
Mm-hmm. And then to get a car out of the mud, you get behind and...
push.
Mm-hmm. And if you carried something very heavy, you might say, I had to...
haul.
Carrying it in your arms. Just another word for carry.
Bring.
Would you ever say tote or lugged?
Lugged.
All right. And if the children were getting close to the stove, the mother might say, don't...
touch the stove.
And if there were you wanted a hammer and it were in the other room, you might say to me, go
get the hammer.
And in playing tag, what would you call the tree or whatever that you touch to be safe?
Base.
Okay, and I hear you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch.
So I threw it and he
caught.
And he has
caught.
I might say, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll wait
on you.
Okay. Then if you're about to punish a child, he says, please, just give me one more
chance.